Kroger, the complete food department store that helps you live better for less, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. When Mrs. Graham asked Elaine if she were in love with Danny, the answer was...
No. No, Mother. Let's just say that it could happen, but I'm not going to let it happen.
And it was only a short while later that Mrs. Graham reported to Linda and Danny that her daughter had disappeared from the house. They prepared at once to make a search, and we'll learn of the outcome when we resume our story in a moment. Stop. Look. Listen. Yes, stop, look, and listen for Kroger hot-dated spotlight coffee. Stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of hot-dated spotlight coffee. Look how truly fresh it is and listen to what you save. Freshly roasted, freshly ground, save up to 17 cents a pound. Yes, once you try it, you'll always buy it. Kroger Spotlight Coffee. So stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of Spotlight. And look how fresh it is. You see Spotlight Coffee fresh in the bean, just the way it's rushed from the roaster to your Kroger store. And you can tell Spotlight is freshly roasted by the hot date on the bottom of the bag. That date is stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting ovens. And you know Spotlight is freshly ground because it's ground in your Kroger store when you buy it. So get truly fresh, hot-dated Spotlight coffee. And listen, you pay less, far less for Spotlight than for other well-known brands. With every tasty Spotlight cup, add your coffee savings up. Yes, save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight coffee, more on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop where you save at your Kroger store and live better for less. As Linda replaced the receiver, she said,
Danny, Elaine's left home. Her mother's having hysterics. I told her we'd try to find her.
Left home?
Yes, her suitcase and clothes are gone. Her green coat's missing. You call the bus station and the railroad station while I get my things on. We've got to find her, Danny.
Well, I should say so. Eastbound train in about a half hour. No, 20 minutes.
Well, what about buses? I haven't the slightest idea what the schedules are anymore.
Well, there's too much traffic at the terminal. There's not a chance of catching her there. And I don't think she'd take a bus anyway. Our best bet is the railroad station. Yeah, make it snappy, dear. We can just about make it.
I'm ready, I guess. I can button my coat and put my hat on in the car. Here's your coat, dear. Oh, your gloves, where are they?
They're in the pocket. Oh. Linda, have you got a key?
Yes, in my bag. Where's your hat?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Come on.
No, I know, dear, but it's cold. You ought to...
Well, maybe I left it in the front seat. No matter. It'll be warm enough in the car. Here. Now, careful. You dropped your gloves.
Huh? Oh, thanks, dear.
Well, this will be the time the car won't start.
Yeah.
Never fails. I should say it never fails except in emergencies.
It will start if I have to crank it.
Well, don't be too sure it couldn't come to that.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, come on now. Come on.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh. Oh, dear, I seem to be sitting on your hat. Here.
If you were sitting on the edge of your seat the way I am, it never would have happened. Just jam it on my head, will you, Linda? Say, find a rag, please. The windshield is...
There was one in the glove compartment. How much time have we? Here we are.
Yeah. Even less than I thought. Oh, say, that's better. Now I can tell the street from the sidewalk.
Yeah, I better keep it handy. But can we make it? Didn't you say 20 minutes?
No, I was wrong. It's 9:13, not 9:23.
Oh.
We're really going to have to rush.
Well, be careful. Much as I'm anxious to stop Elaine, I'm more concerned about keeping our names out of the papers.
Don't worry. I know how slippery it is. Certainly would like to know what this is all about.
Well, she must be... pretty upset about something.
Probably couldn't stand Centerville any longer.
Couldn't... Darling, that's fantastic.
Is it? This town must have seemed pretty dull to Elaine after New York. And what kind of a reception has it given her?
Why, a pretty good one, I thought.
No, it hasn't either. She sets herself up in business, and what happens? Goes kerflop.
But her invention, Danny.
Yeah, well, she knows it's a gamble.
Has Pa told her he thinks her idea is nothing new under the sun?
Well, not as far as I know. Oh, in fact, I'm sure of it. She would have told me.
Well, then... Oh, I don't know. Let's just hope we can catch up with her, and then maybe we'll find out, Danny.
Yeah. Her mother was having fits, huh?
Well, yes. Can you blame her? And that's another thing. If Elaine were through with Centerville, she certainly wouldn't leave her mother behind.
Well, not unless she planned to send for her.
Oh. Well, that is a possibility, I suppose. But what about the Swank shop? Wouldn't she sell that first? Did she say anything to you about selling it? You saw her twice today.
Well, the last time was less than an hour ago. Gave no indication whatever of selling, or leaving town, or anything else.
She wasn't depressed, was she?
Linda, Elaine's not the kind to do anything foolish, if that's what you're thinking.
I wasn't thinking that, darling, but... Well, it is perfectly possible that she might have decided to take a few days off.
Got to keep the shop going. Her mother doesn't know the first thing about it. Can't even operate a cash register, as far as I know.
It's her mother I was thinking of. You told me she gets on Elaine's nerves.
Yeah, and with good reason. She'd get on anybody's nerves.
Well, then, mightn't that be the answer?
Oh. Yeah, I think you're... Getting warm now. Did the old girl say anything about a quarrel?
No, not a word. But from the way she was carrying on, I have an idea there may have been a tiff. More than that, even.
I guess you've hit on it. Well, now I suppose we not only have to cart Elaine back home, but we have to make peace between her and her mother.
Oh, Danny, do try to be a little more sympathetic. After all, this is a terrible emotional ordeal for both of them.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, wouldn't you know?
What? Oh, no, not a freight train.
Oh, this is just fine. Now we'll never catch the runaway train. Ah, we should have turned around and gone home. Well... At least we can ask the station agent if he saw a girl in a green coat board the eastbound express.
Oh, that freight train. We should have taken the Front Street Bridge instead of the grade crossing, Danny.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have thought of it before instead of afterwards, Danny. Well, there's the station. Not many cars parked.
More than meet the eye. It's dark.
Plenty of room.
Can't see a thing out the back, but here's hoping. Not bad. Could never do that in the daylight, Linda. There room on your side to squeeze out?
Just about.
Well, let's find the station master, or whatever he calls himself.
Don't hit me, but... Maybe you should have called the bus terminal.
Oh, I won't hit you. Too busy kicking myself.
Danny, I think there's a train coming. There are quite a few people on the platform, and... Can you tell what those signal lights mean?
Say, I think you're right. Come on, I'll ask somebody.
Try the man over there in the cap. He looks as though he worked for the railroad.
Yeah.
Danny!
Hmm?
Danny, there she is.
Huh? Who? Where?
Elaine, of course. Elaine?
Sure enough. Elaine! She's walking away. Come on.
Elaine!
Oh, hello, Linda. Hello again, Danny. This is a surprise.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, too. You're of age, and I can't call a cop to keep you from running away from home.
Well, your mother's dreadfully upset. She called us, and that's why we're here. We thought the train had gone.
A new timetable went into effect on the 15th. I'm sorry about Mother. She was out, and I was going to send her a telegram.
Well, if you'll give me the message, I'll be only too glad to give it to her. Linda and I are a little curious, too.
Step back. Here comes a train.
Oh. Well, I... Oh, Danny, why did you have to come?
What?
We told you. Your mother...
Tell her I had to go out of town on a business trip.
Well, all right, but she'll want to know why you left so suddenly, Elaine, without saying goodbye or even leaving a note.
Well, there just wasn't time. I got a phone call. I'm going to Cleveland and Columbus and Louisville and several other cities to line up some gift shops to handle your products.
Oh, well, that sounds like a worthwhile venture, Elaine.
How long will you be gone?
2 weeks. Maybe a month, maybe more. I can't be sure. Now I've got to get on this train. I'm sorry you went to all this trouble.
Well, is there any place where we can get in touch with you? There may be news on the path.
I'll get in touch with you. Goodbye, Linda. Well, goodbye, Danny. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye, Elaine.
Bye. Come on, Linda. Might as well get back to the car.
Yes, I guess we might as well.
Well, as you said, we'd get our answer, and we did.
Yes, Danny, we got our answer. Now it's quite clear why Elaine's gone away. Let's go home now, darling. Let's go home.
Yeah, I'll have another cup.
So will I. Do you think you ought to go over and see Mrs. Graham?
Well, it'd be the humane thing to do, I guess, Linda. Didn't seem at all satisfied with my explanation. Or Elaine's, either.
She might need a sedative. At least when I talked to her, she was so upset that...
Well, she was relieved to know that Elaine was all right, of course, but that sudden business trip...
I know.
Of course, Elaine did discuss some such plan with me, but why she should take off like that? No farewells, just tossing a toothbrush in a suitcase, and there was no phone call. Mrs. Graham wasn't out of the house, as Elaine claimed. She was upstairs taking a nap. Mighty strange. No, I just don't get this, Linda.
Darling, I don't believe you do. It never would occur to you, now would it, that Elaine is in love with you.
And while Danny isn't always given to modesty, it is true that such a thought would never occur to him. Is Linda right? Has Elaine fled Centerville because of him? And how will he react to this suggestion? Be sure to tune in to the next dramatic chapter of Linda's First Love. Stop. Look. Listen. Yes, stop, look, and listen for Kroger hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. Stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. Look how truly fresh it is and listen to what you save. Freshly roasted, freshly ground. Save up to 17 cents a pound. Yes, no wonder, ladies. No wonder more folks are buying that wonderful coffee. Kroger Spotlight Coffee. It's so truly fresh. You see Spotlight Coffee fresh in the bean in your Kroger store. And the hot date on the bottom of the bag means Spotlight is freshly roasted, because that date is stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting ovens. Spotlight Coffee is ground in your Kroger store when you buy it, so you know it's freshly ground. Then stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. And look how truly fresh it is. And ladies, listen, you pay less, far less for Spotlight Coffee than for other well-known brands. With every tasty Spotlight cup, add your coffee savings up. Yes, shop where you save at your Kroger store. And live better for less. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another compelling transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.